Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, dear listeners, and welcome to Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you've tuned in today. Wherever you are, at home, on the road, getting ready for your day, may this moment bring light, strength, and direction to your heart. Today's topic is choosing right when it's hard. Our Bible text is from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, which says, "This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live." Jim Collins, in his book, Good to Great, tells of a CEO named Darwin Smith, who led Kimberly-Clark. Early in his leadership, he made a bold and controversial decision to sell the company's traditional paper mills, which had been its identity for years, and invest in consumer products instead. At the time, people criticized him heavily. Analysts thought it was the wrong move. It was risky. It was uncomfortable. It went against what was familiar. But Darwin Smith chose what was right, not what was easy. And years later, that decision transformed the company into one of the leading consumer brands in the world. Sometimes, doing the right thing doesn't feel good in the moment, but it produces lasting impact. Beloved, life constantly presents us with choices, some simple, others deeply challenging. The real test of character is not when choosing is easy, but when it is hard. Have you ever known the right thing to do, but struggled to do it? Maybe it's telling the truth when a lie would protect you. Maybe it's walking away from something tempting but wrong. Maybe it's forgiving someone who doesn't deserve it. Let me ask you, what decision are you facing right now that feels difficult, but you know what God expects of you? The Bible reminds us in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Choosing right may cost you comfort, popularity, or immediate gain, but it will never cost you God's approval. Every right choice strengthens your spiritual muscle. Every time you choose integrity over compromise, obedience over convenience, and faith over fear, you are building a life that honors God. But why is it so hard sometimes? Because the flesh resists what the Spirit desires. Romans chapter 7, verse 19 says, "For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing." Yet the good news is you are not alone in this struggle. God has already given you the strength to choose right. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 assures us, "God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. He will also provide a way out." So when the pressure comes, remember, there is always a way to stand strong. You are not weak. You are empowered. As you go today, I declare over your life, you will not fall into the trap of easy wrong choices in Jesus' name. You receive strength to stand firm in righteousness. Where confusion exists, clarity will arise. You will choose life, and your choices will produce lasting blessings in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and ask yourself, what is one area in your life where choosing right has been difficult? What has been holding you back? Fear, pressure, or doubt? What would happen if you trusted God fully in that decision? Actions for the day. Today, make a conscious decision. Identify one hard right choice you've been avoiding and take a step toward it. It may not be perfect, but take a step. Choosing right when it's hard is not just about discipline, it's about destiny. Every decision you make is shaping your future. So choose life, choose truth, choose God. And remember, temporary discomfort is worth eternal reward. And now, Let's take our confession of faith for the day. Let's declare this together boldly. Today, I choose what is right, even when it is hard. I am guided by God's wisdom and strengthened by His Spirit. I walk in integrity, I stand in truth, and I live a life that pleases God. My choices bring blessings, peace, and purpose. I am victorious in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. We appreciate you for the truth which has been delivered unto us through this word. We ask, give us the courage to choose what is right, even when it is difficult. Strengthen every listener under the sound of my voice. Let your Spirit guide our decisions and align our hearts with your will. May our choices today bring glory to you and blessings into our lives. We commit this day into your hands. Lead us, protect us, and prosper us. In Jesus' name, mighty name, we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's devotional on Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs encouragement today. Go out and win your day. God is with you.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise.